Hello, we are studying chosen excerpts from the source materials on the topic of a vessel that can maintain the blessing for Israel. You can send questions to our site. Pertinent questions will be aired during the lesson. You can find the study materials there as well. We're going to be reading excerpt number 8 by the Ramchal. And now, if you will hear my voice and keep my covenant, meaning make a covenant on what I am telling you here, which is to be a sgula from among all the people. This means that you will be my remedy and sparks of purification and cleansing of the body will pass through you unto all the people and the nations of the world. For the nations of the world are not yet ready for this, and at any rate, I need one nation to start with now, so it will be as a remedy for all the nations. For this reason, he ends, for all the earth is mine, meaning all the peoples of the earth belong to me, as do you, and are destined to adhere to me. But now, while they are still incapable of performing that task, I need a virtuous people. And if you agree to be the remedy for all the nations, I command you to be unto me a kingdom of priests, which is the love of others in its final form of love your friend as yourself, which is the axis of all the Torah and mitzvot, and a holy nation, which is the reward in its final form of dvikut with him, which includes all the rewards that can even be conceived. This is actually from the Arvut from Baal Sulam.
In other words, we have to come to a state that you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation, for all the earth is mine. And we come to it by adhering to him. So there is an act here and there's a state. Being a holy nation means being in such connection that the intensity and manner of connection are absolute bestowal, which is the quality of the Creator, and then the manner of connection between us matches precisely, is exactly the Creator, his revelation to the creature, the created being. This is how it happens. We shouldn't think that it happens otherwise. You have at least 10. These 10, if they connect among them in bestowal, this is regarded as the Creator being revealed among them. And to that extent, they are called the kingdom of priests, a holy nation. By what? By adhering to each other, and thereby being adhering to the Creator. By what? By the quality, form of bestowal that is among them. And there is no creator without a creature. This is the only way we discover him. When a 10 is connected correctly, it is the place of the revelation of this quality of love and absolute bestowal, which is called the Creator. This is why love your neighbor as yourself is the act, and the Creator is revealed in you love the Lord your God as a result. Questions? Yes.
Rav, what is a goy kadosh?
What is a holy nation, Rav?
A nation. Any nation. Goy is a nation. A holy nation means in order to bestow. It's a quality of Bina. It's called holiness.
If I understand, the word goy is something that lives outside a certain place.
No. A nation. Israel, too, is called a nation. It's just a nation. It's not a derogatory term. It's a collection of people who are mutually working in order to bestow. This is called holiness, holy, the intention to bestow. And there are those who don't. So those are just nations. And that's it.
Is there a connection between a nation or a goy and the revelation of evil?
Yes, of course. If it's people who are connected among them through the will to receive, they're called goy, nation, and the bad is revealed among them, and the bad that is revealed pushes them to correction.
And why does he say that a holy nation, how does he say it? He says, and holy nation, which is the reward. Why is a holy nation the reward?
Because what do you want? You want to have a holy system, meaning working entirely in order to bestow, built out of desires to receive, that have obtained mutual intentions to bestow, and this is called holy. Holy means the aim to bestow, the degree of bina that is present over malchut.
Meaning specifically from the revelation of evil, there's the needing for the Creator, and that's the reward, where he discovers that he's opposite the Creator?
Yes. Even the bad that is revealed is already a reward.
And that's what we need to give each other in the ten, this environment where the reward is in that matter, that we are discovering actually in our advancement is the revelation of evil.
Yes. Mutual support in obtaining the good, obtaining bestowal. Okay? Yes?
What assures us that the connection in the ten won't be egoistical like in any team or group that connects?
If a group comes to the morning lesson and tries to, as much as possible, be included in the lesson, then it is certain that it is improving.
Why?
Why? Because it gets portions of reforming light each time. Now, it depends on how much they try to unite among them and reveal the bad, reveal the good about it, intermittently, alternately. And accordingly, the light influences them and promotes them. And there's no bad without good or good without bad. It's like the wheels that they have to go through, the cycles. So they have to constantly strengthen themselves more and more so that these changes will not impede them, but will promote them.
I'll tell you why I'm asking, because every place they take some group, they say to them, oh, you're a 10, you're a group, we're giving you a number, a certain pride of the team, kind of the unit gets developed there.
It's good. It's good for pride to develop, and his heart was high in the ways of the Creator. If it keeps us together, then yes, why not?
And then, naturally, there's competition, and
for what purpose? For what purpose is the competition or the pride? What do you get by it? By this, you want to become similar to the Creator. For example, through pride, you press yourself and others, and everyone do it mutually in order to be more connected and build a pattern that is similar to the intention to bestow of the Creator. So why not be proud? Why shouldn't we use whatever characteristics, elements the Creator placed in us. He placed these things in us, so why not? Nothing was created for no reason.
So that's what I'm asking. How can the ten know that the pride that's developing is a pride that truly brings it to revelation?
This requires scrutiny and discussion. That's different. But don't say just pride. It says his heart was high in the ways of the Creator, the thief. It depends from whom he steals and what. Anything. Someone who kills, who murders, it depends on what he murders, what he kills. So, there is no bad in the world if you correct how you use it toward the goal, for dvikut, then there's no bad. Anything you want. Rape. Yes, I'm raping my ego, my will to receive, forcing it. Moreover, there are such discernments in the will to receive that you have to force them. There's no negotiating with them.
I'll give you a concrete example. So from time to time, new friends join, and they have to join a certain 10.
Yeah.
And then the 10 feels so united that it can't absorb a new friend into it.
Why? Because it is united, it needs to be able to absorb.
That's exactly why I'm asking. There's a certain phenomena.
Why? Now they have this joint work for all of them to absorb this new one. I think it has to solidify them even more.
And if they feel themselves so standing out, so united without connection, what does it say about them?
That the connection between them is egoistic. They have to be ready to absorb the whole world within them, not one. Meaning they're not even open for bestowal. I understand this too, but they must not close in. There is work that is inward, and there is work that is outwards. Yes?
So what's the correction for that phenomena?
If they have to take in a new person, then they have to understand that this is their spiritual work. I don't see how this can impede their progress. On the contrary, if it's to the contrary, then there's no question.
Let's say now an additional phenomenon. I have a different attitude towards friends from other tens. It's supposed to be that way?
It's natural. It's supposed to be this way, for sure.
So how do I know that my attitude is not on an egoistic basis? That the relations that I'm getting in the ten, it's based that way?
Even on an egoistic basis, have it this way. As long as there is a unification in your ten, so you will appreciate them and feel that you are theirs and they are yours. You need to have a feeling of a family. And you can't help it. Their other connections will come later, beyond the ten. As if it pours out of the boundaries of the ten, like out of the beyond the brim. But for now, it's not. So first of all, you need to worry about the ten. I have nothing else but this. This is the cell where I live. Now that I'm alive, I can worry about other tens and the rest of the world. It's called, if there is no flour, there is no Torah. Flour for bread. Yes, Chaim.
I want to continue the scrutiny of Niv. Let's say there's a certain ten, and let's say two or three or four are added to that ten. Is there a certain range where you can allow it to happen, or do we just allow for it to happen and we just start working anew with what we have?
Well, first of all, I don't know. You're saying three or four, five, six, seven, eight, nine people join the ten. Three, it might be possible. It depends which ten. You have to check it to see that those that they don't spoil the ten. First of all, he has to be accepted that he's on condition that he will annul himself. These three or five or whatever, they are going to annul themselves. You know what they say, but what happens the next day is not so much. And the next day he wants to set his own rules, and etc., etc. So we have to be very alert. On one hand, it can really promote us, and we really want to insist on it and absorb from them things, but on condition that we process them correctly towards strengthening the ten. But on the other hand, we have to see, is it really not hurting? Not detrimental? There needs to be some sort of a committee for all the tens that we can consult with. Is this okay? It's not. This way, that way. It needs to be something vital, alive, dynamic. All right, let's go, mister. Oh, wait, we have Gershon.
To continue, our friends, our society is growing all the time. People join and they want tens. The tens are made up here of 13, 14 friends in a ten. And to start absorbed, that means that the ten will grow even more and reach 16, 17.
No, that's not a good idea.
So what's best to do?
Why not have a ten? You're saying if there are 15, then at least 5 will be in a lesson. That's what you mean?
No, I don't mean anything. I'm just saying, is it worthwhile for there to be 16, 17, or maybe remix them and create a new structure of tens? That's the question. It's a dilemma that is quantitative.
I don't know. But I wouldn't let the tens grow so much. It's not good. Even 10, I can't grasp. I can't grasp them in my internal field of vision. I can't. 6, 7, beyond that, someone disappears, someone is forgotten. You understand? 10 is a very broad border. Beyond 10, no. I wouldn't. According to how I feel it, I can't work with more than 10. And even that, only because it's written this way. For myself, I would shrink it to 6 or 7. I'm telling you, for now, this is how I feel it. But 6, 7, I can certainly hold it. Hold them and be concerned with them, care for them, and work with them, and feel that they are standing in my heart. 8, 9, 10, I have no room for this in my heart. I can't. I don't have it. What can I do? Let's hope I will have it. You should check it out. How many friends can you really hold inside? That they are with me all the time. Okay? Owen? Oh, wait, Dudi.
Just to understand the next stage, if, let's say, we're 14 in our 10, do you think it's right to split into two smaller groups that will be more beneficial? Under the assumption that they all come to listen.
I'm not saying how you should do it. But ideally, you want to make it 10. That's it. You want to make it 10. Take the surplus from various groups, connect them among them, however they're willing to connect, and you'll have a few more 10s.
Usually it's made up of friends who come to the morning lessons, those who join. That's why there are bigger groups.
I don't know. Those who join, I don't know about them. Those who join are what?
That don't come every day to the morning lesson.
All right. So you got 14 or 15 to have some sort of a 10. More of us. Right?
No. It's not like that. The structure of the 10 mostly are tens of 10 people that come every day to the morning lesson, and to them we join some friends that their framework of study is not 7 days a week. It's a different framework. It could be 3 days, it could be 2 days, but the moment they come, they have a 10 to sit with at the lesson. Not only that, the 10 is much more than the morning lesson. It's also the life throughout the day. It's the meetings.
And in this 2 days also.
So also in that, whenever they want, they have a place to be apart. Because we saw if we don't give a good supportive environment to a person, it's just a matter of time until he finds himself somewhere else.
Clear.
That's why we are today in tens of 13 or 14 people.
So I have nothing to say. It's the right structure. According to what I understand, it's the right structure. What can you do? In the end, you work in the 10. And those who join. The additions. They're like kids on the grown-ups' laps.
Maybe another thing, we said that from this process we've noticed quite a few cases where people that were in the 10 that had no framework, and the moment we joined them to the 10s that are coming every day and have a life throughout the day, that they're starting to participate in a permanent way, and they're truly like the friends in every possible way.
So this is probably the way. There's none so wise as the experienced. I can't interfere in this. According to your explanation, that's the right way. Okay. Yes, Gadi?
But there are other cases, let's say in our 10, there are 14 people, and they all come every morning in complete framework, and that's what you talked about, that it seems to you that it's too many. It could be that it's not too many, but I don't know. It's different for us. It's not that we have joiners and those are, but everyone is participating all the time.
All the time.
All the time, every lesson, 100%.
Fine. You have a 10. That's already good.
But 14 people. In a 10 that has 14 people.
Meaning every day, 14 people come.
Yes. Except if there's like a vacation or something that someone went to India, the Shamir went, or another friend is on vacation, but there's friends that have certain roles.
Again, I'm saying, with Rabash it was the same. From 6, which was my group, to 16, which was another group. So I really can't say. See for yourselves what's comfortable. I see that from experience, you understand that if there's room for change or not. I constantly tell you, so you will learn from all this and decide. You know, this is the goal, this is how we attain it. As long as in connection between us, the Creator is revealed. That's it. That's the pattern where He's revealed. From the love of man to the love of the Creator. That's the main thing. If we understand it, if this is before our eyes and you can't get away from it, then you know if you're going for it or not. And that's it. You don't fool yourself. We're reading number 5? Number 9. Go ahead.
Ramchal says in the article of the Wisdom, he says, you should know that even though Israel on their behalf are already chosen and sanctified and adorned in his adornments, here, until the whole world with all its parts is not corrected, also Israel will not reach the essence of their sublimity.
Again,
you should know that even though Israel on their behalf are already chosen, sanctified, and adorned in His adornments, until the whole world with all its parts is not corrected, Israel too will not reach their essence of sublimity.
Meaning the actual correction of Israel as a Rosh depends only on the right work with the body. This is why we have to go out to the people and try to shake them up and warm them up toward connection and unity. I really hope that these days, when I'm gone, and in general, that you will succeed in working toward the unification of the people. Okay? Try. There are several people here who will help you get organized in this direction. And I highly recommend that we get, that you take part in this, because precisely through your efforts to unite the people, can we succeed in being the Rosh? I think you understand what I'm talking about. Marek and the rest of the people who are in charge of this. Okay. Tomorrow, the lesson is usual here, but without me. How are we going to go through it? Because tomorrow I'll still be in the air.
There'll be a recorded lesson tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm. What?
We didn't choose yet.
Okay, so I'm done. Let's hope that from the day after tomorrow onward, we'll have a joint lesson, you and I, if you want.
One announcement. Evening lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 5:30 p.m. at a recorded lesson on Sviva Tova. Thank you to our TV viewers, and good day. From Unity to One, the Kabbalah Al-Am convention in Moldova. We're inviting all our students to a convention in Chisinau, Moldova. It will take place from the 6th to the 8th of September in Moldova. For details and registration, enter kabbalah.info/convention. We will conclude. Good day.
חדלנו להבין אחד את השני, איבדנו זה את זה בקשר חיוני. חצינו יבשות ומלחמות קשות, עכשיו הנשמות ביחד מממשות. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. היום כמו חג בישראל, נוהרים מכל דבל,
משתוקקים רק להתחבר, והתפילה תלך ותתגבר.
כי הנרות דולקים בכל הלבבות,
עם אש האהבה נדביק את הנשמות.
בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה. בני שפות אנחנו, מקצות עולם הגענו, שפתנו היחידה היא שפת האהבה.
היחידה היא שפת האהבה.